Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I think this is going to be a disaster this year. I think that this is going to blow up in the Steelers' face. They have done what I've seen the Jets do to kowtow to Aaron Rodgers. They've made their trades for their wide receivers. The Jets did certainly the same thing. I still think both offensive lines were rough. I know they went and brought in Tyron Smith this last year for the New York Jets, where now he's retired, but you can tell he was a shell of his former self. One of the greats. One of the most underrated guys, I'd still say, with the NFL when it comes to left tackles, but he was a shell of his former self. I think both offensive lines have been suspect. I think both coaching staffs have been suspect, certainly. I think Aaron Rodgers is a guy who's a coach killer, and I think that he could very well, and this might be music to a Steeler fan's ears, I think he may very well, Mike Tomlin doesn't get fired. He gets, there's a separation. The Steelers don't fire guys.
If you're saying things don't go well this year.
Yeah. There will be a mutual parting of ways, and I think Steelers fans might get their wish. It's as all in gets, but I don't think he's a player worth being all in for, because I want to play some Albert Breer for you. This is Albert Breer yesterday on Twitter. I know he joins the guys in the afternoon every Tuesday, but obviously this happened yesterday with Aaron Rodgers. Here's Albert Breer on this. I want you to hear this closely.
There were some personal matters that he had to work through. And I think as much as anything else, he was marked by his experience last year in New York and what he went through last June in skipping that veteran mandatory minicamp. Really rubbed him the wrong way, the way that, you know, he was received after having done that, because he was there for 8 weeks of the offseason program and missed 1 week, where there were other quarterbacks that missed bigger chunks of their team's offseason programs and showed up for the mini camp. As he dealt with his personal matters, as he, you know, did his travel, he really didn't want to sign until he was all in. And now he is.
Who are the quarterbacks that missed the bigger chunks? Because if they're the usual suspects, then I guess I'll shut up. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is all in on football anymore. I don't think he's all in on being a teammate anymore. And I think that rubbed the Jets the wrong way. Not knowing that he's not all in as a teammate anymore. I don't think he's all in on playing the game anymore. I don't think he wants to turn down money, which is something that Derek Carr should learn, but more on that coming up later. I don't think he wants to turn down money. I don't think he wants to necessarily end on a bad note. I don't think he knows how to end it. And I think it's going to end on a bad note. I mean, a good guy. I mean, we've done this with Myles Garrett over the last couple of weeks. Well, you should have been there. You should have been there. You should have been there. Ultimately, he's a defensive end. They set all this up for you. And they did the same thing with the Jets. And you put the boots to the Jets. And now you're going to put the boots to the Steelers. And I think it's going to end up being a disaster. And what gives me pause of not dancing on a grave before it's even dug, because you know I like to do that sort of thing and stick my foot in my mouth, is that, all right, that's just going to mean that they get themselves a higher draft pick for next year. And we're both, as of right now, I got a 41-year-old quarterback in Pittsburgh. I got a 40-year-old quarterback in Cleveland. Both guys are probably set to start. Both teams are probably not going to very great places the way I know both. Both teams are in a market for a quarterback in the 2026 draft.
I mean, my guess is they're going to be kind of middle of the road, maybe a game better So I don't see this being the team that they end up, you know, by the end of the year tanking and, you know, not basically jockeying for position at the top of the draft. I don't think they're that bad, but I also don't think they're that good. So I do think this is one of those where the story of Aaron Rodgers, you know, exponentially outweighs what it'll look like in reality. I am curious to see. The only case you can make for Aaron Rodgers still being really good at this point is that he's far enough removed from the surgery that really caused him problems like it does. Like, we have a better athlete timeline on these injuries that these guys suffer, whether it's either torn ACL or the Achilles injury. And so for him, he did play better towards the end of the year. So that's the only case I think you can make for him being anything remotely like what he used to be. But I'm not anticipating that this puts the Steelers at the top of the division or anything like that.
I think a Steelers fan should be very excited right now, because it's either, you think about this, I think it's either boom or bust. I think it's going to be a bust. What's the worst thing that happens if you're a bust? You have a higher draft pick for next year. You've wasted another year with Micah Fitzpatrick and TJ Watt, where I know that TJ Watt isn't necessarily signed. There could be he's got a contract right now, but he's got to probably have a hold in or something weird starting next week or whatever that is. I don't think that they're the same situation. Yeah, you waste another year with those guys, but you would be closer. You all seem to want to get rid of Mike Tomlin. So you guys would get rid of Mike Tomlin, more than likely, and then you would probably be in a great position to take a quarterback. So I'm not celebrating this. Do you think that this is going to be as big a disaster as I think it's going to be?
I don't think disaster, but I just think it'll be kind of your standard Steelers, win one, lose one, win one, lose one. I know some years they've just gotten off to a good start and then kind of fell back to the pack towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think it's going to be 500 or maybe a game above.
Man, if they're 500 or a game above, I think that's the best case scenario for Browns fans. As of right now. Now, those goals are set to change maybe if the season starts and the Browns actually start out and win some football games.
That probably means if they are around 500 a game above, that probably means we're in last place, right?
More than likely. Yeah. Who's finishing behind us then, if it's not them?
Because I'm expecting
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm expecting Joe Burrow to have a huge bounce back year. Good, great quarterbacks like that don't have bad back-to-back years when they're healthy.
That defense is still questionable to me. I know Trey Hendrickson doesn't want to be there. He'll probably end up playing for something, right? But, like, they took guys who are, they're win-the-drill guys. They are.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Betting on the future, guys, I don't know how much they're helping right now. I really don't. He's going to have to do a lot of that
offense.
It feels
like their offensive drama is over. With the wide receivers and all that.
Because they've been all...
I get they're probably...
Their two main guys have been taken care of.
I think it's going to be shootout games in Cincinnati every
week. I could deal with that. And Joe Burrow still, is, as long as he can stay healthy, that's a big if.
Jamar Chase
my God.
And Joe Burrow are on the field together. They've got a chance in everything.
So I put the Browns as a question mark because I'm a Browns fan and I want to be rosy. I'll admit that. The Steelers, I think that's boom or bust. I could see them in an AFC championship game with Aaron Rodgers and me sitting there praying that the other team beats them, or I could see them as a 4-win team and everybody's on their way out. Aaron Rodgers is done with his career, and they are, whatever this thing is done. I just don't think it's going to be 500, either a game better or a game below, is the perfect scenario to me. Because I got the two picks. They would have to trade more from this draft. I already have my two picks. I can go ahead and I can make my QB pick right now. Or if the Browns ended up being better than what we thought and maybe one of the young guys played well, then maybe one of those guys can help out. 216-474-0092. Do you think it's going to make a difference? Are you celebrating or worried with Aaron Rodgers going to the Pittsburgh Steelers in this division? At least it's going to be a story. That's the best thing I can say on, other than that, I think it's going to be an out-and-out disaster.
Yeah, I do think they're going to be, obviously, must-watch TV at the start of the year. Like, they're going to be one of the teams I'm most interested in to start. But, I would be stunned if all of a sudden it's Aaron Rodgers from 5 years ago or, you know, his MVP seasons. I'm not anticipating that.
You're not saying much must watch because of football, right?
No, I'm saying it's much. I'm not saying it's must watch because of football. I'm saying it's must watch because of Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's must see. I don't think it's must watch. I think those are two different things. I want to see. I want to see the car crash.
Well, I want to watch the whole thing play out. I mean,
he's you're talking about one of the more talented quarterbacks in. I don't get as carried away as some people. Like some people 5 years ago were saying he's the best quarterback to ever live. I've never put him in that category. He's just been one of the more gifted quarterbacks. The ease at which
he's one of the most clutch quarterbacks.
Throws the football. Yeah, I mean he just was a consummate every year. You were going to win a ton of games with Aaron Rodgers. You couldn't help but stare at the TV when he was on because he had that ability. Like even that Christmas Day game that we played against him, he was not good the entire game.
He never felt like a Jets quarterback to me, right? When he was there and he didn't play the first season, he just didn't feel like he belonged. He feels like he belongs in an AFC North, much like the NFC North, right? He felt like he belonged there, especially in Green Bay. He feels like he belongs here, but I don't know if he's got any juice left to do anything.
I don't think he does, and I don't think his heart's very much in it. And
he hasn't really shown you a lot of reasons to believe he's going to be all stuff. In.
Now, he loves talking.
Yes, he does. And they got a week one game against the Jets. So I think he'll come out and he'll throw four touchdowns against the Jets in that game. He loves to take things personally, and he loves that challenge. But I'm telling you, man, I think if things start to go the other way, they start to take on a little bit of water, I think this thing turns nasty real quick. I think it goes the same way as it did with the Jets. And I think that this is actually maybe finally for Steelers fans, as much as I like Mike Tomlin. And I think are you still on the Mike Tomlin bandwagon there?
What do you mean by bandwagon?
Like you still think, are you part of the media cult that Pony says that keeps Mike Tomlin employed?
I think he's been a very good coach for a long time.
Yeah, me too. I think that for Steelers fans like that, this could be something very, very good either way. Very good either way. Because if they end up naturally with a higher pick than us, I mean, you think about this. I don't think Arch Manning's coming out of the draft or out for the draft. But if they believe that that's a good, strong, standing franchise, if this is finally the time for Mike Tomlin, he's been around for 20 years, if they figure out that maybe this is it for Mike Tomlin and they like the direction that they think they're going to go, I think Arch Manning probably goes number one as of right now if he were to come out in the draft. Could you imagine that guy? Where that talent is there, putting the boots to us over the next 20 years? Like, we'd have to find that guy or trade over them and use our two first-round picks to go after a different quarterback, even if Arch Manning wasn't in the draft, and find that next guy. So it puts more pressure on us, and we're not even that great at drafting quarterbacks. Well, we haven't really been good at drafting quarterbacks in 30 years. So it's going to put more pressure on us. I just see it as of right now. This could change for both teams. There's no real big future with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh or Joe Flacco in Cleveland. The guys that we have who are young, you know what you think of Kenny Pickett, and you know that the odds are stacked against both where they were taken with Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. So we might have young guys, but I think that we're both in the same place right now. We're drafting quarterbacks in the first round in 2026. Right now, we have more ammo to do exactly what we want. The best case scenario for a Browns fan, they don't win that much. They do the same thing they've always done over the last decade. They go 9-8, or they do even better, but they start to fall apart at the end. But they go 9-8, and they just finish middle of the pack, and we still have our wherewithal to be able to move up, down, whatever we want to do with two draft picks of what we want to do. Now, these things can change as the season goes on. 216-474-0092. Do you think, Browns fans or Steeler fan, do you think this is going to make a difference? Are you celebrating this, or are you worried about Aaron Rodgers joining the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.